Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, on Hometime Radio. I love the station. I am always excited to have the show with you. It is a calling show, so you can call in. You can call in with questions. I'm here for you to answer all your concerns. From topics about health, relationships, different concerns that you might have, I'm here for you. So tonight, and I choose different topics, so tonight I'd love to talk about communicating with the universe, with what we consider to be the divine force. It is so interesting that We are so interconnected with the world around, and we receive always messages from the world around. And when we think about the spirit world, we always think of those who are no more with us. And when we think of communicating with the spirit world, we actually think of mediumship. But this is not only mediumship, it's way much more than that. It's communicating with everything that the universe represents. And I will give you the five powerful ways to communicate the world beyond your own. And as you know very well, I'll take your calls if you have any calls about your connection with the universe. And the fact that the universe is always sending you messages and is sending you hints, even right now, there must be a reason you're listening right now. There must be a reason you want to be on a show with me right now. So, for instance, let's say when you see a word that means something, something special to you, when you see the name of somebody who's deceased on TV, on a truck, anywhere else, when you dream of someone who has died, when you experience weird circumstances, when you have unexplicable moments or serendipity, these are some of the ways in which the universe speaks, because the universe tries to speak with us. We just have to listen. When we have to stand still, we have to take a deep breath, and we have to listen to the universe around us, telling us and guiding us and telling us what to do. Even the fact that I said that you're drawn to listen to the show, it's a sign that you probably need to receive a message right now, that you probably are in connection with the divine that is trying to convey something to you. And you will probably know what that is. Because as I said, the universe, the spirit world, is constantly communicating, but we don't pay attention. In many cases, we ignore this communication, and we're not aware of it. In case of the people who are no more with us, the loved ones who have passed on, they leave indication that they are with us. I have to give you my own example. I will never forget that my mother died, and I was so upset, and I tried to talk to her, and I tried to communicate. I tried to see her. I was so desperate, and I couldn't establish that communication, though I think I'm pretty open, and I think I've established this communication with a lot of people. But reality is I couldn't establish in that moment, probably because of my pain, and it was so personal. So one night I told her, so the way I was talking to her is a loud voice, I knew that she was hearing me. And I said, well, I want to know if you hear me, and I want to know if you can show me a sign that you are with me and that you are watching me and that I'm still in touch with you. So show me something. So, and then I went to sleep. And then the next day when I wake up in the morning, I observed that one of the vases with flowers was moved to the other table. Not even as of now, I will never comprehend what could have happened because I was alone. I was in one of my apartments in Miami. I was only by myself. And all my days after that and years after that, I was thinking, how could that be possible? Who moved it? And then I realized that was my mother telling me, hey, I'm here. You wanted like a sign? That was my sign. And it was another extraordinary sign that my mother gave me. For many years, she always told me, go buy a Mercedes and buy a brand new one. And even before her passing, she said, why you drive this car? It's an old car. You need a brand new car. So I said, okay, my mother is gone. Let me make a dream come true and let me get a Mercedes. So I go to Miami, to the dealership in Miami, and there's a specific Mercedes that just came out that I was in my price range that I could afford. So I asked the man, I said, this Mercedes just came out. Is there a way I can buy it? He said, well, this one just came out, so we don't have it. It's on a waiting list for the last 3-4 months. But you can put a deposit, and when it's going to come, you know, it's going to be first time, first served, and then we'll eventually you will get it at some point. But it will take a while. It might take months for sure. And I said to myself, well, okay, well, let me at least, I gave her, I think, $5,000 or $10,000 deposit, and I left. And 2-3 days later, and I live kind of far away from that area. I live like 40 minutes away from the dealership in Miami. But 3-4 days later, my daughter and I said, okay, let's go closer to that area because there was an event over there. So in the morning, so we were there. Just that happens one in a million to be in that area. And I get a phone call from Mercedes, and the man says, well, somebody didn't pick up their car. There's a gentleman who couldn't pick up the Mercedes. So we calling different people, and who gets here first will get the car. Wow, I said, that's incredible. So we said, well, let's see if we're lucky. So fair enough, we were so close to that place, we got there like in 7 minutes. I sit on the chair, in the next 3 minutes, 4 or 5 other people came through the door, and the Mercedes guy said, well, she got here first, so she's gonna get the car. So fair enough, I got the car. And when I left, on the board of the car, there was the name of the guy who didn't pick up the car. And guess what? I have it even today. The sticker said, sold to Alexander. So the person who didn't pick up the car was Mr. Alexander. Well, guess what? My mom's name was Alexandra. So that was, I even have chills anytime I tell the story. So that was my mom, Alexandra, telling me that Alexander couldn't pick up this car. So that was her way of saying, okay, go get your Mercedes. So she made it. I felt like the intervention of the divine world, of the universe around. For me to get the car 3 days later instead of 3-4 months later was like a sign. So I'm just showing you how spirits usually communicate, you know, and sometimes they communicate in entering thoughts and dreams. And sometimes people come to me and ask me a very specific question when we're talking about communication with the universe. I have people who are desperate because they lost something, or people who are in a troubling situation and they just need guide us. But the universe is always giving us the answer. You just have to believe it, because you can never go beyond your belief. If you don't believe, then you cannot see it, you cannot get it. I have a lot of callers, Susie from Maryland, Julia from New York, Robin from Pennsylvania, Domingas, Lelani, my oldest friends, and my producer is right, we have Mercury retrograde. So it happens. So at any rate, you know, you guys hold on the line, I'll be with you in a second. But I was telling you how the spirit choose, you know what I mean, to guide you into giving you the truth about something, especially when we're talking about something that is lost, when we're talking about an unusual death, when we're talking about a crime, when we're talking about, I had recently a case of somebody who everybody was looking whether he is deceased or not, and then the answer of the spirit world was, no, he is not, he hasn't been killed, and he's not deceased, and fair enough, 12 days later, that person appeared. So it is fascinating how the communication with the other side can be instrumental and extraordinary, powerful in guiding us. And in the most concern is healing, you know, the healing, the spirit world, the universe, it's in a constant state of healing and want us to be healed. I think that we are here to be constantly healed. And how important is that? And if we're not healed, you know, and we're in a state of turbulence, then we get sick, then we get emotionally confused and in trouble. And so I have a lot to say about that. I also want to talk to you a little bit later after I take some calls about the seven ways how to communicate. Because one of the things that we need to know how to communicate with the spirit world. And I'm looking at all these people calling me, and I'm going to go to somebody that I think it's a new caller, because I know all the other guys, you will wait for me a little bit longer. You are my wonderful friends, and we've been speaking in the past. But I think Julia from New York, are you calling me for the first time? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Julia. Hi. How are you, my dear? Hi, my dear. Thank you so
fine.
Much
Thank
for
you,
calling
Dr.
me. I'm so grateful that you called me.
Actually, I listen in all the time, Doctor.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm so grateful. So, what can I do for you?
Well,
how can I help you?
My brother, actually, I had a younger brother who passed away a few years ago, and I'm trying to understand about his death. He passed away suddenly. He had a cut under his toe, and he was deaf. And he all of a sudden got a sharp pain and went to the hospital. And 15 hours in the ER, he died. And they brought him back to life after 14 minutes with no oxygen to his brain. So he was revived after that 14. And he lived for 9 months with no basically brain dead. So my mother and I took care of him in that state, and he passed away.
Goodness.
But while he was in a comatic state and he was alone with me, he sat up for about, I guess, 3 seconds, and he mouthed, he opened his eyes, and he mouthed, "Wow." And I'm wondering what he might have seen, or if you think he might have heard, maybe he had hearing.
And
then he closed his eyes again, and he went right back into his comatic state, and that's all. And then again, you know, he went back into, and never, you know, was able to communicate with him again. Now, after he passed away, of course, you know, we never had communication with him. And I'm wondering, you know, ever since he passed away, then my father became ill, and now he is about to pass away soon. So, you know, I'm wondering then, you know, what's going to happen with him. So, and also by my brother's bedside, he was an artist. I found 3 drawings of sort of beheadings, like his head was cut off from his body. So I'm wondering, you know, I guess he knew that this was going to happen to him before it actually happened. So I don't know if you can have any,
so there's a couple of things
thoughts about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, a couple of things that come, a lot of stuff comes in my head right now. First of all, he knew.
Mm-hmm.
So the first impression that I have is he knew exactly 6 months prior to this happening that this is going to happen. I also believe that this was, 6 months prior to this. I also think there were a lot of emotion in his life, a lot of experiences that he never was able to process. He had issues that he never shared with you or with your family. Like regarding his own emotion, his own internal turmoil that he was going through. He was a very introverted, very beautiful human being. That's how I see him. And he's trying to visit all the time, especially very late at night, anything between 1 a.m. or 4 a.m. If you ever wake up at those hours, suddenly in a sleep or something like that, if you ever wake up, he's there. He says to me he died young in two previous lives. So it's not his first life in which he doesn't really get to live a long life on earth. So his two prior other lives were kind of short lives, like lives up to 28, 48, that kind of a short length in which he never finished his plan on earth, you know. So he come, I'm gonna go to a break, don't go anywhere, wait for me, I'll be back in a minute. Okay, 1 second, my dear.
Sure,
just wait. Okay.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and I was talking to Julia about her brother. So listen, it's absolutely interesting what's happening to him. So his previous lives were also short, as I said. And he said that in his previous life, he never met you. So in other words, this was a new life with you and with the family. So in other words, this is not a karma coming from a past life. This karma with this family and with you was established in this life. He said he was a loner in one life, and in one life he was some kind of a monk or a priest or something like this. Was he an introvert?
Yes, he was, but I thought it was because he was deaf.
No, that was a reflection of something, because that being deaf was something that had to do with his previous life. So he carried that karmically from a prior incarnation, you know. And but he was extremely creative, extremely deep, extremely emotional, extremely profound, you know. He said that something went wrong in the hospital at the very beginning. Something they administrated to him was the root of the problem, and they tried to fix it, and they actually couldn't. He said, in all those 9 months, in a very symbolic way, you know, nine symbolizes something with completion, like you need 9 months to give birth. The element of nine is very symbolic. He said that in those months in which he was so-called brain dead, he actually traveled. He said he saw amazing things. And when he woke up for a second, he tried to actually share what he saw. He said he went places, he saw amazing, dimensions, but he was still linked to this level of consciousness, you know, through the body. The body was still helping him being linked here. And he was witnessing everything, all your effort, everything that he was, that you guys were doing. He also saw everything that's gonna happen to you guys in the years ahead. So there's no accident we're talking about him right now when there's an issue with your father, you know what I mean? He actually says mm-hmm. that yes, your father is not well, and yes, he will help your father. He also thinks that you will see him relatively soon. You'll have like a vision of him, or all of a sudden it's gonna come in front of your eyes. He shows me an R name. I don't know who has an R name and a J name. Jason, Rose, Robert, what is he talking about? Any names that...
A J name and an R name.
Yes.
That's a J name, Jailise. He's very close to my niece.
Okay.
And an R name.
Anybody with an R, Rose, Robert, anything with an R name. He keeps on insisting on an R name, and he's also with a woman on the other side.
Omar, he's his son. His son is Omar.
Okay, and he does protect his son. His son is a teenager?
No, his son is about 10.
That's about to be a teenager? At 10, 11, you know, 10, 11, you get into becoming a teenager. 10, 11, 12.
He was very concerned about him, very.
Right, so he's mentioning him. And he's mentioning a woman on the other side who died very old. And she used to live a while in a wheelchair. Do you know who's he mentioning? So he's on the other side with this woman who could be a grandmother, somebody who died very old. He's also showed me an A name related to this person. Talk to your family about who this woman is. He said that this is a woman who kept on rescuing
him. Who's young or someone who's old?
No, a very old person who died old and is a family member. I think it's on the side of your mother or your father. Your father's side of the family. He's mentioning being with her. I feel it's like some kind of a grandmother, grand-grandmother, something like this. Somebody who died living after a while in a wheelchair. So he's very clear about who this woman is, and she played an instrumental role in rescuing his soul during the passing. He said he actually lived in between the two worlds, and he was on one hand seeing what was going on while you guys were taking care of him. And he was also witnessing everything that was and traveling. His brain was traveling. His spirit was traveling, in different dimension. Who's Lee with an L? Lori L name.
Lori?
Who's the person?
Lori. Lori was by his bedside taking care of him.
Okay, so he's mentioning Lori. Very interesting that... Lori, he thinks that actually Lori acknowledged what was going on with him. So he had his own communication at the mind level with Lori, you know? So it's interesting the kind of a connection that he had with her. Yeah. And he said that be assured that he will try to be in touch with you guys, and especially with your mother. He said that he is coming frequently to hug your mother and tell her how much he's there for her. And he said she's going to show your mother a sign, you know, it's going to come from him, something that's going to come in the mail. So look for that, tell your mother, and look for him in a vision, in an image when you wake up anytime between 1 to 4 a.m. in the morning. You'll understand what I'm telling you. You might even hear footsteps in the house or something like that. So he also says that there's something, some money coming to you with an amount that starts with 8 and 4, totally unexpectedly. And he talks about some changes that you might change location. Are you planning any of this?
I'm not, but I'm unemployed right now and interviewing, so I don't know if I'm going to get a job.
So you will get a job, and the amount starts with 8 and 4, and you will be paid this money, and that involves a change. And there might be a change that involves a location. And you will call me back and you will tell me that all of this is true. You will, and look for the person with the A name. Okay, my love.
Oh, Dr. Harry, you're awesome. And I have to tell you, I've seen you live like 3 times. And you've been so awesome. And things you've told me have happened. So I won't
really
be surprised if it does.
When was that?
You're so awesome.
When was that?
Like, I don't know, 15 years ago, so a long time ago.
Really? Oh, my God.
Before your husband passed, so long time ago.
You came to my home, or you came to any of my seminars or anything?
To my home.
I love you.
In New York.
Thank you so much.
I love you too, a lot, so thank you. I don't want to take up everybody's time.
I know, but I had a great pleasure communicating you, because I know that was essential for you and your brother. I know that was so significant. Okay, my love.
Especially because my father's in an in-between state. My father is right now on a respirator.
It is a big reason you called. It's a huge reason. So something extraordinary, you know what I mean? It's happening right now in your life, so you needed this. So I know you needed this. So I love you.
Well, mostly because my father's on a respirator, and I don't know how long to keep him on.
It's gonna go in August. So he will go soon with the help of your brother.
Okay.
And let him go peacefully. It's his time to go. So don't hold on to that body. That body doesn't do anything anymore. The soul is ready to free himself from this existence. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
my love.
That's what
I love
thought.
You.
And thank you. Love you too.
I love you, Julia. Thank you for calling me.
Love you.
Susan, I love you. Susan, I was about to talk to you, but I think the call dropped. I'm going to go to Robin.
Susie's back on. I just got Susie back.
Susie, you're back. Hi, beautiful Susie.
Hi, Carmen.
Love?
How are you?
I love you.
Such a pleasure to talk to you.
Me too. I love you, Susie. So what is your question today? What are we concentrating on today right now?
So we feel really betrayed right now. One of our key employees quit yesterday and decided to open his own agency. So it's like a complete betrayal because we treated him like a son. We did not expect him to do this at all. Like, he changed and he left us with nothing. I mean, you know, we're fearful that he was going to take some of our clients, but most of all, it would have helped him if he would have come to us, but he did this behind our backs, which hurts so much.
You know what the sad part is? He has no remorse. You know what I mean?
Exactly. No, at all.
He has no regrets and no remorse, and that is so shocking. But you can't live in that energy when you see people doing this. All you need to acknowledge is, hey, it's their own karma, and if they decide to do it this way, then that's up to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's, if that's the way he thinks he should act, it is his, he will suffer the consequences, and you need to detach from it. And not to think too much about it, because it's painful, it hurts, you know?
Right.
You cannot actually deal with it, so handle it. So I think you should look into a replacement. Are you doing it? Are you doing that?
Yeah, we have an interview tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to work right away, and it's going to be very, very okay, you know?
Yes, and thankfully my husband, he's okay, but I think I'm more hurt than anybody else because I really believed in
right.
him. But,
no, your husband, tell your husband that you should be thinking constructively into a different direction and let
okay.
go of the people who are not worth even thinking of them, you know?
Okay.
They prove to be not what you thought they were, because that's the biggest disappointment in life, you know?
Right.
We put all our hopes and energy into people, and then we get disappointed in them. They're not what they pretend to be.
Yeah.
And then it's we go constantly to lessons like this, in which we learn not to invest emotionally too much and to be more careful and to set more boundaries when it comes to people.
Okay.
But you guys were too honest and too trust. Were you trusted? You know.
Yeah.
You put all your trust. Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's his karma, you know.
Yeah.
But don't respond to it with too much emotion. Don't do it, you know?
Okay.
Just remove yourself from it and move forward, because there's somebody way better. At the end of the day, you will say, thank God he did what he did, because we found somebody way better.
Okay.
Believe it or not, that's going to be your conclusion.
Okay, sounds good. And in terms of a family, I don't know, remember, but my husband is still not talking to his dad. So I don't know
right.
if...
I remember that, yeah.
You remember. Yeah.
You can't force the things here either,
yeah.
but that will get resolved.
Okay.
I think time is a healer, and I think time will fix this.
Okay.
The moment will come. I think I told you this before. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Me telling you this, I feel the same way like I felt before. That.
Okay.
Not to stress himself about it, it's going to get resolved on its own. You know, the circumstances will be presented in which this will get, the healing will happen, and this will be corrected, and he shouldn't feel pain, too much pain about it, you know?
Okay.
So try not to think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and all the things that you told me in the past that happened, you told me that I was going to have a beautiful girl and a new house, and that happened. So now we have two girls. So thank you for everything
God,
you
I'm
do.
I'm so excited. Oh,
thank
I'm
you,
so
Carmen.
Excited.
You're
I'm
the best.
I'm going to celebrate it on my own.
Yeah. Thank you, Carmen.
I love you, my Susie.
Love you too.
My angel. Okay, beautiful.
All right, thank you. Thank
love
you,
my dear. I'm going to go to Robin. Hi, my lovely Robin. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Carmen. I'm fine. The drama keeps going on, but I think you'll find the next steps of what has been going on with my father interesting.
Okay.
The lawyer and I met with chief of staff at this... VA hospital with everybody thinking it was just going to be me, and there was like five of them, like they were going to gang up on me. So anyway, they wouldn't talk to us, and they said, okay, we didn't expect the lawyer, so we'll get our own lawyer, and then he can talk to us. And it turned out that their lawyer said, no, we don't talk. So I called a congressman today, and they're going to let me talk to the congressman. I'm going to tell him everything that happened.
I feel good about this. This I feel very good about. Talking to the congressman, I think very good about. Really good.
Yeah. Good. He's a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a dream last night.
Listen to you. Very carefully, very attentively. Yeah, I feel really good about this.
right. And can I take my lawyer along just to verify that the medical records were correct?
So, I don't know.
So
you doubt that the medical records were correct? That's what you're saying?
Yes. No. The lawyer knows that the medical records were right. Well, some of them were lies, but I mean that if he comes along with me, that he can verify that I am telling the truth.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
There
well, I hope
ways
I can
to actually validate and verify all of that. No doubt about it. No
okay,
doubt
great.
About it.
Now,
right.
You were talking about the universe and how it's giving me a message. So last night I had a dream, and
right.
the dream was I was in my place, like my home, and there was a big hole in the wall, and out of the hole came these two critters that were fighting with each other, and then a snake came out and some other nasty creatures. And then there's a person that came to my left side and said, we're going to put all those creatures back in the hole and lock it up, you know, and then you're going to move out of here into a better place. And that's it.
I believe that.
So do you think those creatures were... I'm sorry, what?
That makes a lot of sense
to
me.
Okay, so you think that maybe the creatures, the ugly creatures, were the doctors, all that did harm to my father?
Right, all these, all the people who harm, yes, exactly.
Oh,
but
good.
It's just a reflection of all the negativity, but it looks like, yeah, you are getting out of this dark place, you know, and you start to see the light and it's moving in the right direction.
Okay,
really
great. Cause,
yeah, it really,
really it's,
is.
Yeah, it's really, I just keep going, and mostly I keep going because you have given me that strength and you've given me that positive knowledge that this is going to be resolved in a good way.
It is, absolutely. Never doubt. You'd never doubt. You cannot afford to doubt. You know what I mean? In life, you cannot afford to doubt.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to tell you that and see if you see anything else. Is there anything else that I need to know or do?
Coming like in the last 6 weeks, I feel like look for the news coming, look for the meeting coming. I feel a lot of development in the next 6 weeks, 10 weeks, something like this.
Okay. All right.
I think things are moving forward very, very quickly and very fast right now.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And any advice that you, other than that, you can give me?
Just continue to be perseverant. Just know in your heart that you are doing exactly the right thing. Stay true to your intention and to your goal. And just, you're not giving up, you know, you're so in tune, you know, you're so in tune with your truth, with what you want to achieve. So there's no way you're not going to make it right. Impossible.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Carmen.
You are. You're going to make it perfect. It's going to work exactly the way you want it.
Wonderful.
And then you know all of this, you know. Right.
Yes, it's been a long journey, but
true, very long journey, very true.
But I will,
in a way, you know,
Yes, but I will be coming to New York and seeing you when this is all done.
It's gonna be resolved and it's gonna be over very soon.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I feel like all of this comes to a resolution, so just stay calm.
Great.
And continue to stay positive. I know it's very hard, you know, sometimes it's very hard because you feel so drained. But you are moving in the right direction. Okay, my love. Thank you so much for calling me.
Thank you, Carmen.
I love you, sweetie. Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye. I'm going to go to Dominguez. Hi, my Dominguez, my beautiful friend. How are you, my angel?
Hi, Carmen, with a beautiful voice.
Yeah, you're so sweet. Oh, I'm going to a break.
How are you doing?
Just hold on the line. Just a second, okay? Okay.
Okay.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back talking about the way to communicate with your own universe, with the spirit world, and to make things happen in your life. And I was talking to Dominguez. So I want to hear, Dominguez, in which way you stay calm and relaxed and true to yourself, because I know it's very hard what you're going through. So I want to hear your story, because you're my friend for such a long time.
Okay. Regarding spiritual work?
Yeah. What? How you cope? You know, it's very difficult to go to a breakup, to a separation. You have to be very strong mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
There was one thing that happened to me one time. I saw a ghost, the spirit side of the other side. It was one time. I don't know if it was a weight loss pill that the doctor gave to me that made me have some delusion. And I was in my own house, and I had a desire to go to my brother's house so bad I couldn't understand why. Soon I went there, I saw that ghost. It was a young girl with a black hair. And then what happened at the same place,
I feel like that is
your
spirit guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is your spirit guy.
It was so scary that I didn't know if it was a delusion, was actually a spirit that I saw for the first time in my life. And then
what was more scary
is because not too long ago, same place where I saw that spirit, my brother dropped down and passed away.
Wow.
My older brother.
Wow.
So I don't know if that spirit had anything to do with it. I didn't see the spirit anymore, but I was able to
So you saw the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the spirit,
Not too long ago after that. same place where I saw the spirit, my brother dropped down and passed away all of a sudden without any reason.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I'm still not letting go of it. It was something that happened that it's very,
interesting. So this can be interpreted in many ways. It can be interpreted like a warning sign, like the spirit was warning you, you know what I mean, that might happen. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Was spirit was
I was thinking it was
directly. Not necessarily that, but the spirit was, sorry?
Those days I had a lot of premonition that I was in danger or something would happen
to me.
I was going to die. Yeah. But it was not me. It was my brother that passed away.
Wow.
It was.
Well, that was a premonition, the warning sign. And the spirit was actually a spirit trying to warn you that might happen. Not that spirit necessarily made something bad. You understand?
Okay.
Does it make sense? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I had that premonition. It was very deep. Like I was going through a lot of dark, thinking that something bad was going to happen to me, or I was going to go through something drastic.
Right.
But then it happened to my brother, my older brother, 68 years old.
Right.
So it's the only thing.
Did you see the spirit any time after that or not really?
No, that was the only time ever. Was the only time I
and
saw
after
it. One,
after
it's just
that,
like
those, it never happened?
Never happened. It's similar to
never,
the ones you see
that,
on the
movie.
After
that, it never happened, no?
Never happened.
So after that, you never saw that spirit again, no?
No, never. It disappeared.
So it's fascinating. And so you saw that, but never saw it again.
No, never. It was in the different house, not in my house, in my brother's house, when they passed away.
Right. Yeah. Incredible.
It was scary. It was scary, scary. It was just like the ghost
it,
you
it
see on the
scary.
Action
it is
movie.
Scary. Yeah, it is very scary. It is very scary.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And scary. I now until today, I'm feeling like we have two worlds. We have spirit side and real side. It's very interesting. If we are living in those both.
Absolutely super fascinating, yeah.
And soon I saw that I had a connection how my life was very disoriented. Like I was kind of lost for many years. I feel like that spirit side was affecting me a lot. Because it's almost like for 10 years, my life was never like a calm or stable. I felt very unstable for many years.
Right, I agree. I know what you mean.
I'm more stable now. I'm getting more stable, but it feels like the fear side helped made me be very unstable for many years. I went through a lot of emotional dark.
Right. But I really think
that
things will get better. It's getting better. That's how I feel with you. I feel like everything in your life is getting better. Okay, my lovely Dominga, I love you and thank you for calling me. I'm going to go to my next caller. I think it's Maggie. Hi, my dear. Maggie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So excited to talk to you, Maggie.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Good.
I've been looking forward to talking with you. Do you want me to tell you what's going on?
Just a little bit, yeah. Do you have a male on the other side, a man? I feel the presence of somebody on the other side who's a man.
No, I don't feel anything, any presence from somebody from the other side.
No, you don't? Okay. Is your father on the other side?
Yes. What came to mind is my uncle. When you said that, that's all I can think of.
Yeah, I feel a man. I tell you what I see. I see a man who's very attractive, actually, when he was young. He looked good. He shows me an S name and a J, an S and a J name. And he's very put together. He has a beautiful suit. He's elegant. He's classy. And he shows me, which usually people on the other side don't show that. He shows me a lot of money. He has money in his hand. So he's trying to say something. Almost like it's a way of saying there is money coming, or I send you this money, or winning this money, or there's money coming from somewhere. And he also shows me a Z initial. I'm trying to put the elements together to see what is he trying to say. But he has a very classy, very elegant man. So I'm trying to see who is this man for you, what does he want to do, or but obviously his presence symbolizes something. And he does talk about your mother. Was he related to your mother?
No, he was my since he came to mind originally, it would be very natural because he did give me money in the physical lifetime. And he was my mother's brother-in-law. He was my mother's brother-in-law.
Okay. Do you know why he mentions your mother?
No. He married my mother's sister. And my connection with him was really love and business. He taught me business, and it would be very natural for him to want to give me money.
Right. So it's almost like I feel like from the other side he might try to give you money, or energetically he will try to find a way for you to see your financial situation improving. He does talk about an investment into something. He does talk about a home that you might purchase that is in a different area that will generate income. He does talk about something very, very strange. He said, do you need to change your glasses?
Do I need to change my glasses? Yes, I do, and I've been thinking about that.
Right.
I need to change my glasses.
He does say, change your glasses all of a sudden. He says that out of the contest, he takes everything out of the contest, and all of a sudden he says, tell her to change his glasses. He says,
that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. And but he was he so elegant, classy type of guy?
Yes, he was. And what's interesting was that I wasn't sure if there was any connection with him anymore because I adored him. He was my uncle.
No, absolutely connected to you, believe it or not, in protecting you on that area of your life where you actually need protection when it comes to money, finance, and doing better in this department of your life, you know?
Okay, should I be in communication with him spiritually?
Yeah,
and
talk to him. Talk to him, loud voice.
Talk to
him, he can hear you. And you will see the results of the communication, loud voice, because you're going to start to see things that moving around in your life, like is that like you talk about what you want to achieve and there's somebody out there listening to you and helping you in the vibrational way, you know, like getting things, you know? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh.
Oh, I think this is wonderful because my question was going to be around work and money. And I tried calling.
So you got exactly what you were actually asking for, yeah.
Because it was on my mind since the time of the call, and I've been trying to get through. And so he must have been with me, knowing that I would get through.
Right, right,
and
right.
Ready to
That's
talk
exactly
to me.
It. You were supposed to get through. You were, yeah. Because I have a lot of other people waiting online, but I picked up you. I felt like there's something you needed to know. There's something important. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it is so important. It's so important. And I didn't think the connection was there anymore.
But you see, is there. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, because he 100%. Knows how I feel about him.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And not only he does, but he is present into you more than ever, and he is helping you more than ever. So I want you to know that.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so that I should keep talking to him, and now the
yes.
door is open with
right.
you.
I love you, my dear. I'm going to the end of the show. And Elani, I'll talk to you next week, my beautiful Elani. I'm sorry about that. Carmen Hara, Hometime Radio. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
And
thank
keep on working on talking to the universe and making all your wishes come true. Thank you for listening. I love you. God bless you. And I'll be with you next time, same place, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday on Hometime Radio with my wonderful producer. Thank you, everybody.